Again, settling in, noticing what's present in your experience. Burmese teacher Sayada or Ashin Tijaniya writes, yogis tend to close their eyes when they want to meditate. So this is an interesting discussion we were having with the group interview. Eyes open, eyes closed. He goes on, many yogis who have been practicing for some time may not be adept yet in meditating while looking, seeing, and talking, as they haven't had much practice in these areas. Keeping your eyes closed or open is not what is important. What is key is whether the mind is wholesome or unwholesome. So this is why we ask ourselves, what attitude is present? Is there grasping? Is there aversion? Or is there interest? Openness. He says, is looking the same as seeing? So that's a good question. Is looking the same as seeing? When we hear a sound and we turn to look, what's happening in that moment? Can you see without looking? So this quality of interest, inquiry, and curiosity determines how narrow or expansive the field of awareness can be. So that's, we can begin by just inquiring, what is present in my experience? Sounds, our sensations. There may be an awareness of our energy. We may be feeling pretty steady, maybe somewhat depleted. Just acknowledging all these different aspects of this human experience, of being in a body, living in the context of our lives with all the complications, all the decisions, and the many relationships that enrich us and also require of us to be present. So in this moment of being here, coming into the body, arriving, truly landing in this physical experience of a posture so familiar to us, sitting, noticing sit bones against the chair or the cushion or the bench. Noticing where the feet or the knees make contact with the floor or the blanket or the cushion. Bringing the attention to the hands where they rest, lightly touching, these points of contact sit bones, feet, and hands. We are, in a sense, training ourselves to make full use of our embodied physical experience, to know our experience directly. Coming back to the body. Aware of temperature. Tracing the movement of the breath. checking in and just noticing what attitude of mind is present. the mind is looking for somewhere to land. Simply be aware of that looking, that wanting, very subtle form of grasping. Each moment of mindful awareness, present to our experience, creates the conditions for a subsequent moment of mindful awareness. Little by little, we gather and collect the mind, resting in state of awareness without preferences, receptive, alert. in the last part of this sitting period, I'm going to repeat the five subjects for frequent recollection. And these five subjects invite us to consider the conditioned nature of our human life, the truth of impermanence, and the fact that we will lose everything we hold dear. So this is a practice for frequent recollection to help us in strengthening this quality of equanimity in the face of the inevitability of loss and change. So you can repeat them silently to yourself if you wish. I am subject to aging. I have not gone beyond aging. I am subject to illness. I have not gone beyond illness. I am subject to death. I have not gone beyond death. All that is near and dear to me, from that I will be separated. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions. Whatever I do for good or ill, of that I shall be the heir. May we be at ease with the changing conditions of our lives.